Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A mysterious return. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
October 1958, the reign of Pope Pius XII had ended. But the Pope's deeds and legacy were eternally tarnished, not by what he did in life, but by the gruesome medical procedures that ravaged his body in death. If you've been following the current papal news, we're here to give you a bit of a Catholic throwback, but a warning, it's a little graphic. Today on Ghost Town, the Pope who exploded. Pius XII, born Eugenio Maria Giuseppe Giovanni Pacelli, was pope from March 2, 1939 until his death on October 9, 1958, when, at the Feast of Saint Denis of Paris, he gave a smile, lowered his head, and died. The cause of the pope's death was officially recorded as acute heart failure. Catholics and non-Catholics know that, when a pope dies, there is an elaborate mourning procedure, some of which you may have been reminded of last week following the death of 88-year-old Pope Francis. Similarly to Francis, Pius's body was on display in an open casket at St. Peter's Basilica, after which the Pope would be buried. But one thing Pope Francis didn't request prior to his death, unlike Pius XII, was for his organs to remain unpreserved inside of his corpse. Which brings us back to the explosion portion of this episode. A quick rewind. Since 1939, Pope Pius's doctor was a man named Dr. Riccardo Galesi Lisi, a Vatican functionary who loved experimenting with medical procedures that included embalming techniques that he genuinely believed would accelerate the late Pope's path to sainthood. According to IFL Science, for centuries, the incorruptibility of a holy person's body had been taken to be a sign of God's favor. More simply, the more a sacred person was preserved to look alive-ish, the more magical they were and should probably be canonized. It was a sign of that person's power, their connection to God, their overall sacredness, their holiness. So, Dr. Galesi Lisi hoped that his renegade embalming would ensure that his patient would become Saint Pius. But there was a problem. The doctor was a fraud, a fake, kind of an idiot, and had absolutely no idea what he was doing. More after this break. Dr. Riccardo Galesi Lisi, the Pope's primary doctor, decided to do something crazy after Pope Pius XII died. He'd embalm him his own way, which is to say a way that in no way is recognizable to any type of justifiable medical procedure. Typically, an embalmer drains all of a body's tissues and removes internal organs before filling the body with a preservation fluid, like an embalming fluid, something that has been practiced in one form or another since the pharaohs of ancient Egypt. But Dr. Riccardo said, nah, let's not do that. Instead, Galesi Lisi proceeded to soak the body in many oils before wrapping it in many plastic layers, right in the middle of a classic, balmy Italian summer. This quickened decomposition. According to Professor Ken Donaldson at the Anatomy Lab, Surgeons Hall Museums, quote, although it was in line with Pius's wishes to be buried, quote, as God had made him, you may spot the mistake in that the internal organs were not preserved in this approach. Inevitably, autolysis plus putrefaction caused by the gut bacteria were soon generating large amounts of gas inside the body. So the bacteria in the gut and body quickly multiplied and had nowhere to go, bloating poor Pope Pius's corpse. Donaldson goes on to say, quote, over the four-day course of the viewing and funeral ceremony, the Pope's chest exploded due to a buildup of gas in the chest cavity. Then the nose and fingers fell off, and the body turned a greenish-black color. He added, quote, "The smell was so sickening that some guards fainted, and guarding could only be made bearable by changing the guard every 15 minutes." Because of this surprising, horrifying, and disgusting event, Pius's tenure as Pope, a decades-long papacy, is mostly known for its memorably grotesque end.